Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Real Thing by Drug Dealer and Ways Blood. Before that, we heard Winter Sleep America with a K.
Wow.
Yeah, it's deep. And at the top, we heard Bjork, It's Oh So Quiet. That song, 30 years old now. Thank you, Bjork.
It's prom season. I'm sure a lot of proms in Kingston also happened this past Friday or will be happening this coming Friday.
Anyone going to wear a swan dress? I doubt it.
Ooh, you should. Yeah, my prom personally sucked. Everyone left immediately after dinner and no one danced at all. But we were glad to hear from Dean's cousin that lots of people danced at their prom.
Yeah.
And they all had a fun time. So that's great. I saw lots of limos in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see any of their fun outfits, but I've been seeing people's cousins on Instagram and they're all looking cute and fun. So go high schoolers. You saw a cute promposal earlier
this
year.
Well, I did not witness it per se, but I did see a couple weeks ago as I was going to work. There was this like nervous look. I watched him almost get hit by a car because he was just like walking into traffic. He had like a big thing of flowers and like a hand sharpied sign. Like,
yeah.
Will you go to prom with me, etc.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you know, like the spirit moved me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what a charming fellow.
Yeah.
So I went up and I just sort of like tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, hey, man, good luck. And I scared him to death.
He was so high strung.
Yeah. He was just like, oh, I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I felt bad about that, but I hope things worked out for him.
Yeah, he was nervous.
Yeah,
oh my
big
goodness.
Time.
He was probably gonna do it before like classes even started that day. So
yeah,
he was
early
hyping
in the morning,
himself
yeah.
up. Or it could be, you know, like teenagers always have one little AirPod in now. Maybe he didn't hear you coming.
This
so
is
he
true,
was, like,
yeah. Yeah, that's always
freaked him out.
A
yeah.
possibility.
Wow. Well, yeah. Teenagers, I hope you're all having or will have a fun prom.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's fun to see your classmates dressed up. So cute.
Do you know who did have fun dressing up with their prom date?
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo. with her date, David Byrne.
Yeah,
to the governor's ball.
They performed together.
Uh-huh.
They did
Burning Down the House.
Some little red overalls, which was very fun.
And like she's like, you know, like done up to the nines, like 21st century pop star.
Yeah.
She's like nailing all the choreo. She's like got these like facial expressions like that. Like she's so animated and just like such a consummate performer.
Mm-hmm.
And David Byrne, who is also a consummate performer, but is just, he's a little older. and he's like trying to keep up with this girl. And it just looks like he's trying to keep his soul inside of his body as he's like doing the dance. Moves. It's very fun.
Aww, well,
it was
so
like
cute.
It's like when you and I go dancing. That's what it reminded me of.
That's hilarious. Well, we're gonna play some David Byrne.
Yes, he's got a new track.
Yeah,
it's called Everybody Laughs. Here's David Byrne.
One, two, one, two, three, and. Everybody cries, everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does. Everybody's going through the changes. Every complication. What you say with gesture and expression. In my imagination. Every mobile phone. In every restaurant, everyone we know, and everything you want. Everybody wonders what you're gonna do. Everything is closer, everything is true. Everybody's starting everything again. Everybody's outside now, they're coming in. Everybody. The garbage, looking for inspiration. Some will find it staring at the ceiling of the subway station. Everyone you love in every kind of way, everything you know, and every single face, every change of heart. And every saving grace, every song we sing, and every kind of play. Everybody's asking, everybody please. Everybody's going everywhere at once. Everybody's backside, everybody's front.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Waverly by Buttes. Before that, Vaughn with their song Lost My Mind. And at the top we hear David Byrne with his new track, The Brand Spanker, Everybody Laughs. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song deigns to run. And this week, we're listening to Chanchi Lake, pardon my pronunciation, by the Mountain Goats off of Heretic Pride. Chanchi Lake translates to Heaven Lake. It's a lake. It's sort of like a budding China and North Korea. It's like in that area. And since 1903, people have seen a monster in this lake. This is, strangely, the only cryptozoological Mountain Goat song. But yeah, since 1903, people have seen a weird buffalo-finned creature with, like, it looks like a seal, but it's really long, and the descriptions change. Sometimes it has a human head, sometimes it has a horse's head. But there's been many sightings. This record came out 2008, and there was a really major one in 2007 that got a lot of play. It was this video of like six seal-like creatures swimming in perfect formation. It's very strange. It's a gorgeous little song. It really paints this like pastoral picture of like just beautiful rural China, all of the people enjoying themselves at the lake, and this monster who's happy. Sort of, he's apart from all of the people. Of course, he's a monster. They sort of have to be, but he's especially at the end when he sees the drawings of the children and sees how grotesque they are compared to him. He sort of feels better about himself. I don't know. That may be projection on my part. We don't even know if the monster is seeing these drawings, but it's just a gorgeous little song about a lonely seal horse creature who's enjoying his beautiful lake. As John says in the press notes for this album, depending on whether you believe it or not, this is a true story. There's a lake monster in China. People see it all the time. The Mountain Goats consider themselves friends to all lake and river monsters everywhere, whether they exist or not. Peter plays an upright bass here, and we track the guitar, bass, and vocals live in the same small room at Prairie Sun. Here is Chanchi Lake by the Mountain Goats.
Children by the water banks, laughing long and loud. Chang buys high fine western peaks just beneath the clouds. Currents in the water churning in their course. Body of a sea lion, head just like a horse. Creature in the soft brown sand begins to speak his peace. High winds in the treetops, low flying winter geese. No one taking pictures, everybody still. And then the water sought its course again, the way that waters will. The dragon spruce moaning long and high, backstroking on the surface, moonlight on its face. the Tianchi monster staring into space. Out around the temple now, narcissus in bloom. Censers packed with sandalwood send smoke into the room. Children in the sand outside, on their hands and knees, sketching pictures all day long of stranger things than these.
I'll take the car, clear the house, rake the yard. You take the cat in, I'll take the car, clear the house, rake the yard. You take the cat in, I'll take the car, clear the house, rake the yard.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Clear the House by Warburton, before that Red Jacket with their song Dream About You, and at the top, Tonchi Lake by the Mountain Goats. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Take a swing.
Tonchi Lake.
That sounded better.
I don't think it did. It sounded the same.
It sounded better.
Thank you. One more movie corner.
Yes, I have another movies. Movie corner. I watched another movie. You did not watch Being the Ricardos with me, 2003.
Did you do this back-to-back same night or two different nights?
I started watching Being the Ricardos.
Yeah.
And then I finished it on my lunch break.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's very, very, very bad. It's Aaron Sorkin film. We have Nicole Kidman, who I mostly love, who really botches it.
Sad.
Really terrible Lucy impression, in my opinion. Having not really... I'm not well-versed in the Lucille Ball lore, but I was not impressed. Javier Bardem does better, but it's the script really does not do him any favors at all. And like, oh God, it's so Sorkin-y, and it's so Studio 60, and it's just him, like...
Okay, literally, other than The Social Network, has Aaron Sorkin ever made a good thing?
People really like The West Wing. I don't think it's very good.
Okay. Zero for...
You don't like The Newsroom?
12 or whatever for Aaron Sorkin.
You don't like The Trial of...
Or one for 12. Well, I don't know how many
things
he's made.
We have a soft spot for Molly's Game.
I kind of do like that movie. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Whoops.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I do, like, it... It is, like, it's like popcorn-y a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, Sorkin stuff for me.
It's like satisfying.
Yeah, just like, you know, I know all he does is talk about how great a writer he is, but, like, he can make some, like, you know, it's like, catchy.
Some good dialogue.
Yeah, it's like ear candy dialogue.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. But didn't work here?
No, especially because, like, he's writing, like, a Cuban man in the 50s, and he has him saying, like, some of the, like, most waspy, like, he's like, oh, 6-5 in Pick'em, this happens. Like, Yeah, okay. It sounds like the sort of stuff that, like, a radio broadcaster from the 20s would be saying, like, about the Hindenburg disaster or something.
That's funny.
But, yeah, no, it's just... It's cloying, and it sort of, it really, like, I don't know a lot about Lucille Ball, but it sort of frames her comedy career as, like, the reason she had it is that she could get married to Desi, and the reason she wants to be funny is to continue to impress him.
Oh.
Which...
That's annoying.
It's very strange, especially considering that she was, like, a titan.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, okay, not a recommend, then.
Yeah, I wouldn't say recommend, but if you like me are a pain pig and you have to watch all of the Sorkin stuff, then this is a particularly painful helping of slop.
Okay, next up we're going to play some Hooray for the Riff Raff. It's called The Pyramid Scheme.
All right.
A pyramid scheme. This is not a joke. There's a hole in the board, and you could paint your portal on the wall with the intention to break through. But every time you bang your head against it, tiny little pieces fall out of you.
if we didn't exist. I feel the teasing of the storm clouds on both of our lips. Sometimes just feels so dangerous and it's hard to resist. Some of us just so much safer to let go than to miss. Than to miss. Tokyo summer, I've been hanging off your every word, under blankets and covers.
Folks, hello, and thank you for hanging out with us this Indie Wake Up Call. We just heard Tokyo Summer by
Mounties.
Before that, Preoccupations with their song Focus, and Hooray for the Riff Raff at the top with their brand spanker. It's called Pyramid Scheme.
Yes, thank you for hanging out. Keep it tuned to CFRC all day.
Mm-hmm.
You can always listen to CFRC also on CFRC.ca.
So true.
Make sure you go to the radio website and look at the schedule for the rest of the day.
And the apps.
And
God help us if we forget the apps.
Yeah, the apps. And also keep your dial tuned. So we will see you next week.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed hanging out with you. We're going to leave you with some new Japanese breakfast. This is from the movie Materialist that we were hyping up last week. I'm very excited.
It's out now.
It's like literally already in theaters, which I wasn't expecting. So I need to go run and see that. I want to see it this week, so we'll keep you updated. But anyway, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you Bye-bye. Next week. Japanese Breakfast. The track is called My Baby.
My baby. I usually return to the place where I cleared my head at you. But just for today, I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in. But if the sweat pours out, just shout. I'll try to swim and pull you out.
What's going to work out with the work bagel? Tanya Dohaskigo, then on the water Husa Dadje, Ungahuan, the Hadiwa Nodus, in the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Shep de Cuisine. The new track called A Song of Summer is a bright feel-good track about chasing the sunshine to your favorite spots with your favorite people. You can check out other great singles this artist has created on his website, shepdecuisine.com, or via Instagram at shepdecuisine, many with a distinct hometown feel, like his song The Downtown Scene, paying homage to the great musicians of Kingston. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission for on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Song of Summer by Shep de Cuisine on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come on down to where I'm hanging out. This is all about. You might find that you like what you see, but watch out, 'cause you may never leave. Some may think that, nah, this is not for me. Will you do you? And I will be doing me. And if you want to try it out to see, I'll start right here and shades. We're going somewhere. Crank that tune right up and cue the drummer. The beat of the song of the summer. Some more. Yeah. Those guys, they have no